College sports is changing for transgender athletes. The NCAA said Wednesday it would drop its blanket policy on transgender athletes and take a sport-by-sport approach instead. Joining us now to explain is ESPN's Katie Barnes. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Let's talk about the new requirements. What does this change mean for transgender athletes?
The implications of the change really are to be determined. The broad stroke is that the NCAA, which previously had a blanket policy that applied to all NCAA-sanctioned championships, is moving to a policy that sort of defers eligibility criteria to national governing bodies and international federations. So the overall implication of what the NCAA has done here really is going to play out in the next few months to years.
And why now? Why is the NCAA doing this?
Well, they haven't come out and said it, but in recent years, transgender athletes have become a real hot button issue, whether we're looking at various pieces of legislation that have been moving across the country. But then also this year, the NCAA has come under fire for its existing policy because of the success of a transgender swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania named Leah Thomas, who has been quite successful this season after spending 3 years on the University of Pennsylvania's men's swimming team, has now competed this season on the women's team. And so there's been some criticism of the existing NCAA policy that they also might be responding to.
Well, you spoke with one transgender inclusion advocate who told you, quote, "This update complicates the NCAA policy in a way that I don't believe they are equipped to handle, and that tracking compliance is going to be a nightmare for the NCAA." What more are you hearing from others on this?
There's a feeling that the NCAA has sort of kicked the can down the road or punted to national governing bodies or international federations. That's something I'm hearing. You know, moving from a blanket policy that's uniform across all sports to something that's not just sports specific, but also is going to require athletes to document their testosterone levels, that just creates a layer of complexity that had not previously been introduced at the collegiate level.
You mentioned this earlier, that this rule change leaves it up to individual sports governing bodies to set their own standards. Can you clarify or deepen for us how many sports have clarified their policies? And does this mean that there's basically going to be a patchwork of different rules for different sports?
On one level, yes, you have the NCAA that is saying they're going to defer to national governing bodies and international federations. And so a lot of these governing bodies have traditionally deferred to the IOC and the NCAA to shape their policies. And now both of those bodies have sort of turned that process on its head and said, actually, we're going to defer to you. There are a lot of questions right now and not a lot of answers.
In the wake of this announcement, what other questions, outstanding questions, do you have and that you'll be parsing out over the next few weeks?
I think the biggest one is, what does this mean moving forward? I honestly don't know the answer to that as far as, you know, what the existing policies are for national governing bodies and who they apply to. If there's one thing I've learned from covering this, it's that whatever is happening at the elite level, that's going to filter down into affecting kids. And so what these national governing bodies do is going to really inform that conversation.
That's ESPN's Katie Barnes. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.